Hello there. Hot on the heels of the nominations for the 2010 Golden Globe Awards, we now go live to Los Angeles, California for a second set of nominations. We go to the fabled dining area of the Sunset Strip In-N-Out Burger in Hollywood, California. Hollywood, are you there?
Hello.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is Charlie. This is a treat.
Hi.
How
What's
are
up,
you?
Buddy?
Can you hear me, Virginia?
Yes. Can you hear us in Hollywood, California?
Yes. Yes, I can. It's a big day.
Now, are you going to hand the mic off to somebody? What are these nominations?
These are the Charlies.
Oh, the Charlie Awards.
The
of course.
Charlie Awards.
I see.
Wow. We decided to do them this year on the same day as the Golden Globe Awards.
So what you're doing is you're sort of enjoying their publicity and hopping on board.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie.
And having a good burger, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the, you're in the dining area.
The In-N-Out Burger is the greatest burger joint in the world.
How does it stack? Do you like that better than... You don't like it better than pizza.
Oh, well, I like a burger almost as good.
Yeah.
Charlie, what are the parallels between the Golden Globes and the Charlie Awards?
What?
The parallels. They're both award shows.
Parallels?
He wants you to compare and contrast.
What do you award?
Compare and contrast.
Who are you awarding?
Come on, boys.
Yeah.
All right. Speak English, okay, for Christ's sake.
Let me try
what
this.
What the hell are you talking about?
Charlie.
Parallels, compare, contrast.
Charlie.
Jesus Christ.
Charlie.
What the f*** is wrong with you guys?
This is an award show.
Compare and contrast.
All right, Charlie, how about this?
Yeah, I'm just ready to do my awards.
Okay, so do it.
Okay, these are the Charlies.
Yes.
And we will have our Charlie award ceremony coming up in March or April.
Oh,
haven't picked the venue yet.
Well, you might want to set a date.
Yeah,
a
I might want to do that. There are a lot of things I might want to do.
Okay.
It doesn't mean they're all going to get done.
No, that's true, Charlie. All in good time. One day at a time. Isn't that what we've always said?
Now, we're only going to have movies this year. We're not going to expand into television.
Oh,
no video games?
Wow. No. So movies, if you love movies, like I do.
Sure.
You only want to have a movie award show.
Will dinner be served?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is there drinking?
No. Well, you can drink, yes, Grape-Aid.
Before we get to the nominations.
Tostinos.
Totinos.
I'm already, he knows that. I'm already hoarding.
Now,
I'm already hoarding in my freezer.
Before we get to the
giant freezer, where I keep all of Matthew's pills.
How is Matthew?
Dying.
Oh, no.
Charlie, I have a
question.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What's a more prestigious award?
What's a more prestigious award?
The Charlie Awards or the Podcast Awards?
Oh, definitely the Charlies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charlies are going to be big, but this is the first year.
Do you guys do the gift packs like some of the other award shows?
Oh, the questions are killing me. No.
No
gift packs. Just trying to give out my nominations.
Sorry, Charlie.
Now,
for the love of God.
Last question, but people want to know. And it's an honor just to be nominated.
Yes.
What is your selection process?
The selection process is I look at the film.
You look at it?
I look at the film and I look at the creativity.
Right.
Whether it amuses people.
Do you like to be amused?
I love to be amused.
I know that.
And whether it fits the number one criteria.
Which is?
Are people entertained?
does
that's what it is, Rob.
Yeah.
Does 3D fall into play?
Well, it can. Depends on the movie that people pick.
Okay.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Yes,
Rob.
Does the 3D still give you half a horrible headache?
Horrible headaches. like an ice pick being jammed into my temple.
And you rage?
Huh?
Do you rage?
I hit my head against the wall.
Till the pain goes away.
And after about five or six times, the pain is gone. Sure, I slur a little bit after that, but what the hell?
And
you ready for my nomination?
I think we all are, Charlie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the nominations for the first annual Charlies. The nomination for the number one picture of 2010.
And that's what the award actually says, the number one picture.
And the nominees are?
Yes.
The nomination is?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I don't have any other nominees, so this is the winner.
Wow.
So you can make the announcement
today?
So these
are the winners.
Hang on.
This is exciting, isn't it?
And the winner.
What's going to happen in March or May?
I don't know.
Oh.
Wow, that's a sticky wicket.
Yeah, you should have had a plan B.
Well, how about I just call it the nominee, and I'll try to find some more, but I only got one today.
And what is it?
All right, the nomination for Best Picture of 2010.
Charlie, you're doing a great job of building anticipation. Biggest envelope I've ever heard.
Man.
Here it is.
Yes.
Grown-ups! Grown-ups! Grown-ups!
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Yeah, listen. Stay tuned for our new entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, you from the casino?
I'm from a casino.
Good enough. Let's go.
I'm afraid Robert Goulet hasn't arrived yet, sir.
Very well. Begin the thawing of Jim Neighbors.
Are you sure this is the casino? I think I should call my manager.
Your manager says for you to shut up!
Vera said that?
Hmm. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost its wheel, the Joker got away.
Hey, thank you very much.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry, kid.
Not at all, old fellow, not at all. It's Christmas, you know. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
We're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny f***ing K.
Hi, this is Stevie Wonder. In behalf of the Motown family, I'd like to say happy holiday from all of us to you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
You see, that opening vignette was going to be Best Picture, and it was going to be Grown Ups.
Right.
Then I was going to go to Best Actor, Kevin James.
Oh.
Then I was going to go to Best Supporting Actor, Rob Schneider. Then I was going to go to Best Actress, David Spade. And then we were going to go into that.
I see.
So next time we do that, just wait for the cue.
You got it.
Wait for the cue and we'll. But I mean, I really didn't feel like stopping everything.
Right.
Because, you know,
right.
it's like you're rolling a ball downhill.
Right.
And this is live. And live on tape from the living room. And so that's what it was.
Right.
My apologies.
That's okay. You like to get your stuff on. I know you prepare a lot of stuff during the holidays.
It's not so much that.
You're an eager beaver.
It's not so much that.
Yes.
I liked the punchline of Grown Ups. I thought that's where we were headed.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you did.
And
but, you know, remember the old days, the way some of the shows used to work. I cue you! Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Yes.
I rescind my interruption because I was going to say something smart ass.
That's okay.
But apparently you're not in a good
mood
today.
That's all right. Jesus friggin' Christ here.
Well, my apologies.
All right. There we go. No problem at all. Good judgment on your part.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Attaboy.
Thank you.
Today, enjoyed across America. I'm in a great mood. On stations like Iowa 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world, from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, December 14th, 2010. We are breaking bricks right up till we get a holiday break. I swear to God. Everybody, I'm working with the most scattered group of people I've ever worked with in my life. But I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there.
You know,
because I am now realizing that I have to be double focused. I have to be.
Okay.
Regardless of what, that's just the way it's going to be. And I accept that responsibility. And I don't want to sound egotistical, but I will be that way.
Attaboy.
I will be super.
El Capitan.
I will be super deluxe focused.
I appreciate
because
it.
Because everybody else is going to be thinking about, you know, mousetraps and dog.
Really?
That's it. That's what it is.
Do you have a camera on my brain?
We are over 4 million downloads and rising. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. There we go. All right. So it is Tuesday, December 14th. Do they get a report card? It's Tuesday, December 14th, 2010, and we are delighted to be here. I'm taskmastering everybody here.
Yes, of course.
It's the holidays, and we all have to be focused on the prize, okay?
That's right. It's time to entertain the folks.
And get your prize on Amazon.
Get your prize on Amazon. That's right. Go to our website, click on Amazon, and make sure you order whatever your Christmas gifts are on Amazon, because when you do that, not only do you get the great people at Amazon and all their great service and gift wrapping, but it also benefits this show.
Yes.
It's a great way to help us out at the Mike O'Mara Show. We appreciate that. All right, big show today, an update on Mr. Buzz Burbank. I had the pleasure of having a conversation, I guess after Mark did, today.
And
Mark,
also
Mark
before
who has
Mark
decided
did.
That this is the way that he is going to fuse himself to life in general, is
right.
by basically adhering himself to the formerly dying Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
And that's why you will be taking him to his doctor's appointment today. I was
yes,
so
Marsh
happy to hear that as I do my 4 millionth ad for Amazon.com. I am just thrilled. Yes. And the ball busting will continue. Yes, it
obviously.
Will. Obviously. But congratulations.
Is that what turned the corner today? Because when you walked down, I said, okay, 50-50 deck. Is it going
to
be
two things? I mean, I had a nice little bit. I'm upstairs, kind of trying to pull this stuff out of my ass.
Yes,
and then you know, and then it's just like sometimes Rob is a little quick on the trigger.
Okay,
sometimes he's very quick on the trigger. And then this is right after.
To be fair, sometimes I'm very slow.
Yeah,
very seldom am I right.
I think slow works better than quick.
Really?
I think slow might work better.
That's what she said.
Maybe you're wrong though about that. No, slow. I don't think.
No.
If there was a giant gaping hole. And I said something over here, and we were going to move forward.
Right, you don't
that,
want
that
slow.
Would be tough.
You know what? What we really need to try for is What's I need that? To try to get it right.
Right,
that's what
right.
we need.
Right, you know what? From everybody, and I say this to everybody, how about a Christmas miracle for me? Thank you all very much. Okay.
Wow. So that's one. What's two?
Two what?
What was you now said? Two things.
Now I'm not focused.
Two things turned the corner for
right.
me today.
No, it's just that he's like, I'm taking Buzz to the doctor today. Sell spots.
I told you about one yesterday.
The same guys.
So
I want new business. New business. Chop, chop, chop. I want new business. That would be my Christmas miracle.
Speak to
that. Would be my Christmas
All right,
miracle.
You got it.
You have been very, very. A good friend to Buzz Burbank. You have. And Buzz is doing so much better.
He is.
And I am thrilled. But it does not mean in any way that I have to be nice to you.
No, it does
that
not.
That doesn't mean at
every
all.
Good
that I have to be nice
every
to you.
Good doctor's office has like a lady or a guy that runs the front office, right? What you need to do is find this person and have them buy a schedule at Buzz's doctor's office.
Okay. Did you get a call from Marsha or Buzz?
From Buzz.
He called and asked you to take him.
Yeah, because Marsha missed a lot
wearing?
Of work.
Yes.
And so she needs to be in the office.
Yes.
He needed a
yes,
ride.
So is Buzz.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes, that's true.
Let me say this.
But don't you think Mark's being nice?
He's being nice, but I mean, you know, I'm available. You know?
Oh.
I'm available.
Yeah, because you're Mr. Approachable.
Stop it.
Please.
That's bull. I was, incidentally, you know, for Mr. One hospital visit. I don't think one can talk.
Oh, I went.
Or was it two?
I went three times.
Did he go three times?
I went
he
three
did.
Times.
Yeah. All right. I'm. How many?
I
times
took
did
attendance.
You go?
Yeah.
How many times did
there.
You go?
Ten. Probably like four.
Four.
Yeah.
And I was four or five.
I think you were four or five.
Four
yeah.
Or five,
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I just found out this morning he's out of the hospital.
Rob,
I was gonna have.
Rob, you were one, weren't you? One.
No, twice.
Twice.
I'll tell, if you want,
what?
I will stay. I will stay back, and I will get some
look,
sales
you know
closed
what,
for
you. Know,
you.
You know what I want.
I do.
You know what I want. I couldn't make it any more clear. It's just until that, and I'm really appreciating the updates. And you have done some. You have closed some new business.
I have
new business.
Yes,
you know, not necessarily new clients, but new business,
mm-hmm.
and that's good. And that makes me very happy because at the end of the year, while everybody and this I should make you all aware of this. When everybody is thinking, you might be the same way a little bit, Oscar. At the end of the year, when you're looking at some bottom line issues,
right.
you know, everybody's talking about, hey, Christmas party, blah blah blah. Once that's out of the way, then mm-hmm. I start kind of looking at the bottom line, and I look to next year, and whether anybody notices it or not, I'm very focused about that with this particular show.
Right.
Sure.
Very, very focused, and I want everybody to be equally focused.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I require.
That's it.
That's all, and I don't think it's really
every time
asking
I,
too much.
I reach out to Mike, especially these last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's always spreadsheets, 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 spreadsheets. This is my bottom line, Santana.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you going to be back from Arizona?
Hours.
What's going on?
Mike, hours and hours on Excel.
You know, that was trouble free. Your trip to Arizona was absolutely painless for this particular broadcast.
I'm growing up.
I like that.
Not
I am
for him.
Growing
no,
up.
No, that's a year ago. That's probably you know I'll be leaving. I won't be here Thursday, Friday, and then I've got to go to Vegas and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You've been very dedicated towards the
end
of the show.
But the tradition of waking up after a blackout surrounded by bags from Jack in the Box, that continues.
Yeah, and it's great when it happens and it doesn't affect us except with a wonderful little relatable.
Right.
That's it. So, and the other thing is I come in and, Mark, I mean, I'm here to talk about it. I have a long chat with Buzz. Buzz and I strategize on, when he's going to come back, and he is coming back. He wanted me to stress that to everybody because he has got a clean bill of health today.
He does.
He is cool. So happy about that, and we are delighted. I will say that Buzz will return when he's ready to return, and that could be sooner than later, but I'm not sure. I told Buzz, really, we are going to be on a break starting next Wednesday. We will be doing our last show here. Mm-hmm. And I also told Buzz that, probably after the first of the year is when we'd like to have him come back.
Yeah.
But it's totally up to him, and he's making the kind of recovery right now that is so mind-boggling. I mean, I cannot begin to tell you, nor am I going to tell you this whole story, because this is Buzz's story to tell.
Right. Mm-hmm.
With help from me when it comes to, when he was under sedation, when he really wasn't all there.
Well, I think we'll all have stuff to input because
it's great.
Because it hit us all so hard.
I'm chomping at the bit to tell you this story.
But it will keep.
Let me just tell everybody, Buzz was concerned about this, and I don't think he needs to be, about, people knowing that he's going to come back. Of course we know he's going to come back.
Yeah.
I said, your seat is still available. And I just want to make sure that
at least it's warm.
You don't think that the reason Mark is spending so much time with Buzz is
a ridiculous amount of time,
like
with
a Boardwalk Empire thing? Is he putting small bits of arsenic into his food to keep him away from the studio?
Yeah, maybe Buzz is the Buzz is the black Mark is the black maid.
Exactly. The reason that Mark has enjoyed much airtime is with Buzz gone, he gets the comfy chair, he gets the better mic.
Well, and here's the thing about Mark. I think Mark there's
deliberate poisoning.
I think with Mark, I'm beginning to learn that with Mark, there is a bad boy streak in Mark. If you tell Mark to do something, the reality of it, he's thinking, kind of goes, F you.
Yeah.
No intention to do that. You're a rebel that way.
He's every bit as tough as any member of the gang in West Side Story.
Yeah. He's a Bowery boy.
And it all started in camp. Jewish camp.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, where he was
the
troublemaker.
Yeah, he was doing the morning show.
I bet he was doing that during the mornings and during the night, selling candy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
At an outrageous markup.
Right. And
he hasn't denied the poisoning, by the way.
What bothers you more? Be honest. That he's got this great friendship with Buzz that he has forged on his own in record time, because none of us are as close to Buzz as he is now.
It's been a year.
Yeah, well, record time. We've all known Buzz longer than you have.
Right.
Or the fact that...
Not 20 years.
Or the fact that as soon as Buzz went down, he jumped in that chair.
Oh, yeah.
In more ways than one.
Yes, he did.
Hmm. He became the... And then Marcia, God love her, said it to me herself. This is his second wife.
His second wife.
His second wife.
Yeah, and not a bad-looking guy.
There's no jealousy. Fits that well. There's no jealousy on the friendship.
Oh, I thought that would be something that would affect you.
Because that frees me up,
A little more time for yourself.
Exactly. Sure. Yes. More time to think about me.
Yes.
But
and there's no, it's not a fine, friendship is not a finite thing.
Right.
It's
more
infinite.
More time to think about me.
I think what the issue is, and Mark knows this because he's a smart guy, the thing that bothers me is that just I want to make sure that Mark and RJ were the guys that spent the most time there.
Yes.
And they probably, and you know what, if I was in that hospital, I would want them there too. So I probably would appreciate
truly
it if
kind.
I was there. But being somebody
hold
who's
it,
got
hold
this
it.
Show, yes.
Really? RJ at the hospital?
Yes.
Mike, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to change.
Yo, he was. What do you mean? What?
I mean, you're on your deathbed.
Right.
You want RJ
there?
Oh,
I'd love to see RJ. Well, maybe not.
Just asking you to think it through.
I wouldn't mind having people around. That's it. That's
it. Well, that's
but
the fun
part.
But
it's just like right after, I also wanted to get in there and make sure everything was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was kind of a wreck at the beginning of all
this. Sure, we all were.
And they're always there. They were always there. They didn't leave.
No.
And I would always be the one that would leave. And because I don't want to get the information. reassure my buddy, right. and just
in
say
and
a few words in his ear.
Yeah, but they were always there.
No, there were at least
That's
two times
bugged
you
me.
Went. You went, I wasn't there. At least two.
At
times.
Least
at least two.
At least two times. And
so
then
in your
and
eyes,
then today, when I get this great report from Buzz, I get this wonderful clean bill of health from Buzz, where Buzz sounds so damn good on
yeah,
the phone.
Love it.
And you know, except a little squirrely.
So things are back to normal.
Yeah, exactly. I think, believe me, that could be big fun on this show. Mm. You know, Buzz, did you remember that? You know, we just make something up and he goes, no, I'm
Buzz,
kidding.
Do you have the news about President
I'm
Boehner?
Kidding. I am so glad that we're able to make make these jokes.
Yeah.
Because it was a very, very difficult situation for a good 3 or 4 days where
even
things
more.
Were... But, you know, I think what it is, he, you know the expression, taken ownership
yes,
of something?
Sure.
Mark has just taken total ownership of this illness with Buzz. You
All
have
right.
taken total ownership of it. This is your new, I think you are a guy
yes.
that is, you love new things. You like to grab hold and you get very excited.
Then
and
why
I
does
think
he like
this
Buzz?
Selling the show has gotten a little boring for
no,
you.
No, well,
it's not as exciting as it once
no,
was.
No, not true.
Not true.
True at all.
I think Mark's
and I'm being very honest.
I think Mark's the type of guy.
If I don't do this, if I don't do this now, I'll have to do this like off air.
Right.
It's just
I prefer it this way as well.
Terribly uncomfortable.
And I could be wrong here, but I would say I don't think. I guess what Mike is basically saying, he doesn't want Buzz's illness, now that he's better, to affect the time you're putting into selling the show.
Right. Bingo.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
But look,
I don't think he's that
very
type of
cold.
Guy.
That's very cold and cruel because, I mean, Buzz obviously.
It's not
Marcia
cruel.
Does need to get back to work. Buzz does not have any children Mark's age and that I'm aware of. And so somebody's got
to
help
we're
going
to put a
there.
Stop to that.
And you know what? And so, yeah, that, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, we'll put a stop to that. Let's get him a boy.
Get him a boy.
Yeah.
What rent him a man.
So, yeah. So maybe
no, I see what you're
sounds
saying.
Sounds so cold
but
to
he
say
doesn't
that,
seem...
But.
It's the truth.
I felt that way after Buzz was off the ventilator.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I felt that way. I felt that way as soon as that happened. I said to myself,
you know
okay, crack, crack. But there they were
but
again.
That
because,
is
you
the,
know,
that is the businessman in you.
I said, seriously, I said to Carla... I'm gonna be really honest
God
right now.
Damn it!
Driving away one day about RJ and Ronick as I left.
Yeah,
you know, as
You're
I
leaving
as
the
I
hospital.
Was there, and there was one day I think I got there when they were there, and I left before they mm-hmm. left.
Sure, they
so
lapped
they were there
you.
Early.
They lapped you.
They totally lapped me, and I believe this might have come out of my. Well,
it's just a puzzle.
Easier to stay in a hospital all day than do real work.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I said that. I swear to God. That's cold.
It's brutal.
That is brutal. That is brutal. But we all know Mr. Mr. You know, dedicated employee
oh,
over
he's,
here.
He's RJ is catch me if you can.
I mean, you
his
know
thing
what?
Is he can't get fired if he doesn't show up.
Exactly. but he will be, you know, anywhere but there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, I just believe it sort of rubbed off on our boy
no.
Mark.
Well, no, I think I see two different motivations here.
So wrong.
Now, we've talked about. We've sliced.
I'm not being that cruel.
No.
I'm doing it in a spirit of holiday fun.
Sure. We've sliced and diced Mark. Let's look at the yes. RJ thing for a second.
Okay.
All right. RJ is a professional spectator. We've established
right.
this.
Absolutely.
No football games.
It's a
games.
Great expression.
I'm not spectating.
Well, no, well, I'm just saying there's no football games.
Right. What? No, you're spectating right now. You technically.
No,
you've elevated it.
Buzz in a hospital? No.
What's that?
Well, there's no football games on a Tuesday afternoon.
Come on.
So RJ's
oh.
there.
Oh, you're saying spectating Buzz in the
yeah.
hospital?
Yeah, he's there. He's watching the monitors.
I love this
rooting
show.
For the oxygen.
I love this show. This is so therapeutic.
So wrong.
This is so wonderful.
It is. I agree.
Professional spectator.
RJ, I'm not
feel
saying
great.
It's. I'm not saying what you do is bad.
Hey, listen, you know you don't have. You have no problems with me.
No.
You know that.
No.
I give you. Because I, you know Mike. That. Excuse me. I give you that because I know that you do. You know that you do a great job, and that you. But I believe everybody gets. You know, I've also among everybody else here. I have given you carte blanche. You have free reign.
You have.
I don't check up on you.
No.
I don't
well.
Ask. I don't ask. Well, I'll call occasionally. But it's always. It's usually from you to me. It's
yeah,
not me
yeah,
calling.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is my only way of saying. You know, here's. You know, come on.
Listen, I work
oh,
my.
Mike, listen, he told you to listen.
I
okay.
work
sure.
my ass off every day for this show.
You're here earlier? You're here earliest?
Into the wee small
yeah.
ones.
I am passionate about it. And I got
nobody works harder about that for this show than you do.
And,
I agree.
And I got to make money too.
Right.
So
right.
It's my motivation personally as well. I got a family to provide for. And
there
it's
you go.
Very
listen to this,
important.
People. Listen to this, prospective advertisers. Right. Listen to what he's saying.
Yeah, it
okay?
is very
he
important.
He will provide
to me
service
to make all of us successful. And right. and I'm going to work my ass off, and I'm going to continue to do so.
All right.
Well said. Well said.
Let's go back to the chapter on RJ.
I'm with you. My message has been delivered.
Yes.
You know how I feel.
Several times, actually.
Thank you, Nucky.
It annoys me. It's natural. I have to be real. I have to be honest. And this show, I said like 2 weeks ago, we had like some little tiff in here, and we had a little, and it was just like a bunch of brothers, and we all know that it's not personal.
No.
And you know, insofar as like personal to be damaging in any way, and we all go back to doing our own thing. Every, you know, like when Oscar busts my balls about, you know, what kind of mood is he in when he comes
right.
in tonight? I know that that's the way. But it's great that we all kind of do that, and then we move on.
Yeah.
And that's the way I hope it will always
yeah,
be.
Yeah, sure.
We're always.
And I want you guys, I would do what I'm doing for Buzz right now, I would do for each one of you.
I know you would. I know you would.
I care
and
about
you, know
you guys like
brothers. And I meant
I
what
really
I
do.
Said about if I was in that situation as well, I would have liked to see, you know, my coworkers and my friends around me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's and I have to reiterate about the Buzz situation that it is very difficult for me not to blab, 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 and tell everybody what's going on. But I'm saving that for when we get Buzz back on the show. And I don't want to do it, really, I don't want to do it on Skype. Even if it sounds good,
right.
I want to really let him get some rest.
Yeah.
Because he really does. You go through what he's gone through. And even though he has made a rapid recovery,
yeah.
and he is so excited about his recovery, it's obvious when you talk to him, I want him to take some more time, really get rested up before he comes back here.
I don't know that it's that important, Mike. His voice is not a big deal to him.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great news. It is. But then at the same time, when you have something like this, there is definitely a hangover effect for all the people that have dealt with it, except for Buzz has gone through this. We've all gone through this little roller coaster.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been doing this while he's been dealing with it. And there's a little hangover effect where you get almost a backlash feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Like, oh, my God. Thank God. Okay. Back to work. That's the end. That's
new
really what
effort.
I'm going through. But getting back to RJ.
Yes, the RJ chapter. I just had the greatest night I've ever had with RJ. It was, we made passionate love.
No.
Rob, I'm sorry.
Secret.
I know, it was a horrible
time. A lot of sweat.
Yeah, that's where we got that sound.
Oh, it was that too.
Yeah.
It was what we call a water birth.
They're done making love, and then they go over to the IHOP.
RJ, and he came to that Christmas party, and we had a great time, but it just reinforces the fact RJ likes to be where things are happening.
Right.
And I'm not saying that he has a lack of love or concern for Buzz, but that hospital, for that week and a half,
yes.
that was the center of our show's activity.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. That's a Dolphins game for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're a part of it.
Absolutely.
And you know what? It's using your powers for good.
Yeah. Speaking of...
I'm real sorry about
it's okay.
that. I'm really
And you're not
sorry.
Even on your cushion.
Oh, no.
Where'd my cushion go?
It's over there.
Well, how did it get over there?
I don't know. Do we have any orange spray?
No, I'm fine. It'll be all right.
Let me ask you.
Said you.
Since we're really talking about bad decisions at this point.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to squeeze it under my ass. I'm not sitting up. No, that's all right.
Is there a part of you that right now is dreading your trip to Buffalo and Toronto?
Does that figure in?
That is a good question. I actually put that on the sheet for today. There are two concerns I have, and not the ones that you might think.
Okay.
One of them yes, one of them no. So we will take a break, come back, talk about that. Also, we got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. I'd like to talk about favorite Christmas movie moments, if we could. 15-year-olds, my day at DMV yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, how was that?
Zang.
Can you lead with that?
Because I'll cover it very briefly.
Thank you.
And let me see. The 12 Bitches of Christmas. Okay, I'll have one every day leading up to Christmas.
Oh,
and
I thought you were
how many shows? We don't have 12 shows before our Christmas break, do we?
Six, I think.
Six.
I'll have to do two a day. Yeah.
I'll have to come up with three tomorrow. We'll take a break. Come right back after this.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by our good friend Jimmy at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in beautiful Herndon, Virginia. Yeah. Celebrate 2011 at Jimmy's with your friends from the Michael Mara Show. We're all going to be there. Want to see you out there. Got a special occasion to go out there for.
Yeah.
Not just New Year's Day, but it's that fabulous winter classic that they are going to play with. By that time, the last place Washington Capitals. It all starts at noon on Saturday, January 1st, with a full brunch buffet for just $10.95. I am so excited about this.
Cerrito called me yesterday, and he was sober, and he said, yes, Rob, you will be guest bartending.
Oh, good.
So I'll be behind the bar that day.
Oh, that's so good.
I am modifying my whole New Year's Eve. I haven't even talked to Carla about this. I'm modifying my whole New Year's Eve thing because this is what I want to do.
Yeah,
I love the idea of waking up and having something to look forward to.
Yeah, it's great.
And then, of course, Sunday, January 2nd being... anyway, spend the afternoon with us as we cheer on the Caps versus the Penguins. For more information or to make your New Year's Day reservation and your New Year's Eve reservation, because Jimmy does that as well, go to jimmystavern.com. Yeah, there was a part of me that said maybe New Year's Eve at Jimmy's, but then I said no. Better just to make it our day on Monday and get some good food and chill out. And
we discussed
turn over a new leaf.
It's an ultimate great way to thumb your nose at the world by getting a good night's sleep and waking up feeling like a million bucks.
I really look forward to that.
Can we talk hockey for 2 seconds?
Absolutely.
What's tragic about this, and I'm a hockey fan, but I'm nowhere near a hockey fan that Mr. Mike O'Mara is.
Yes.
But I'm also a man of a big show and a big spectacle.
Right.
What is great about the Winter Classic is that, yes, you get to see your hometown team perform on such a stage.
Yeah, and it's a big deal. It really has turned into a big deal
on
for the game.
On the second level, which it's painful because they're doing so badly right now, the Capitals are, is that HBO is doing their series, which is basically a series that they do for Hard Knocks.
God, I just forgot that that's what I wanted to ask the coach about this week, and I didn't do that.
But they're doing it now, and the first episode airs tomorrow night.
And I don't know how fresh it is, but usually, like Hard Knocks,
it's a week to week, right? It's week before, yes.
So it is started right now.
Just like they do the 24/7 for boxing. It's the week of.
So this reality show is basically going to document forever
the worst losing streak they've had under this coach.
Wow. But it's great drama.
It's great television,
just not so much for Caps fans.
I mean, I there's a great article by John Feinstein in the Post today, where he's talking about maybe it's the goalie thing that they got to adjust, and I'm inclined to agree with him. I think these goalies for the Capitals are getting a free pass.
What they need is a better coach like Mike Shanahan.
Oh no, stop that! Never.
When you get on the national,
like Gabby,
simply a joke.
You just want them to shine. You want your team to shine.
Sure. But here's the great thing: there is plenty of room for them to make adjustments, and we'll see what happens with that. So come out and join us at Jimmy's. We're going to be there for the Winter Classic. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a good time.
Kickoff at noon, right? I mean, we're going to be there at noon.
We'll get there at noon.
Obviously, no kickoff during a hockey game.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
Okay,
and,
so we'll be there,
there about noon.
Yeah. Awesome.
Chowing down. Rob will be guest bartending. Oscar will be guest DJing. Mark's going to be there. RJ's going to be there.
No, I'm going to be with Buzz, actually.
You're going
Sorry.
That's funny. That's funny. And hopefully... maybe there's a chance Buzz will be there.
I think there's a good chance.
You know, we'll
of
see
that.
What happens. That might be his coming out party before we even
address
do that.
Everything.
But
yeah.
You know, we don't want.
I asked Jimmy.
Don't want to stress him out.
I requested him that he would have a drink special for old fashions. The one drink I know how to make.
There you go. So that'll be great.
Hopefully,
have one of Rob's old fashions. So join us out there for that. Before I get to the whole Great White North debacle, and it's not a debacle. I'm looking forward to going to Buffalo and
Sounds
Toronto.
Like it.
I really, am looking forward.
Really
to
kind
no,
of you.
It's going to be great.
Would you like Mark to drive you?
Yeah. It's going to be okay.
He may be free.
DMV. Anybody that has 15-year-olds can relate to this, okay?
It's the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Very, very exciting. My daughter's going to get her learner's permit.
Can you take us through picking her up and how pumped she probably is?
I absolutely
please.
Can. She Thank calls, she texts me.
Boy, are you, look at you, your body language right now.
Two or three nights ago, she texts me.
You
and
are worked up.
She says, Daddy, can you take me to get my learner's permit at DMV? And my response was exactly this. Yes, tell me when. Because when you're the part-time dad...
That's a big deal.
You don't get many opportunities.
It's a special moment.
Yeah, you don't get many opportunities to do this. This is a big deal for me to be part of her life. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, you know, kind of a milestone moment. You know, get your learner's permit, get your license. Like, it's kind of like training wheels, only with a real car. You know?
I get it, because when you missed her first steps, you never forgave yourself. But now that you're going to be able to take her to the DMV, it just makes up for everything.
I didn't miss her first steps, a-hole. I didn't do that. I got her first steps. And thank you very much.
And the night that
first word, all that. Don't
night,
remember any of it.
The night she was born, I remember you said, "I got to get to the hospital after this drink."
Oh wow!
Tried to make you stay, and you wouldn't. You wouldn't. You're nothing if not dedicated,
ladies and gentlemen. This is the time. Let me check my watch. This is the time on the show where they have all turned on me.
No.
This is what they've just all been waiting joke. To do. So I pick her up. 2:45. Get her right out in front of the high school. After school, we're gonna drive down there, and we have this nice chat. And in
was
the meantime,
it like picking up Sloan Peterson.
Sloan. Now, I even slide on the thing that all teenage girls do, all teenagers do now, the texting, because really I believe in what Fran Lebowitz says, you're not in the moment when you do that.
Right.
You're not with me, you're with somebody else, but that's okay. And she's talking and we're chatting, and I forgot for a moment, I forgot this is a 15-year-old, and I forget what all 15-year-olds do, which is they don't think. And we pull in, we get all the way down, it's about a 40-minute drive down to the DMV, pull into the parking space at the DMV, and she says, "Now, Dad, I don't know, am I supposed to have any stuff with me, like a picture ID or a birth certificate?"
Oh, no.
And I go,
"Why, yes.
You don't have anything with you."
"Yes, you are."
"No, they're going to just look at you and trust that you are who you say you are."
You know, I can see you being dissatisfied with that. Yes. But also, I can see where you get there, because you have your daughters, both of them have forever been so mature.
Mm-hmm.
As far as when you're talking to them, when they were like 6 and 8,
right,
it was like talking to grown-ups.
But Catherine, the oldest, is the organizer.
Right.
She is the one that always has her S together. And I realized, because if I'm a full-time dad, I'm in the house, I'm going to cover this.
Right.
I'm going to be okay. But that didn't happen. She didn't have any documentation with her. She has an ID. She said, "Well, Dad, I have a picture ID that I got at DMV." I said, "Oh, that'll work, because that replaces your birth certificate."
Right.
And she says, "That's in my purse." I said, "Oh, good." I said, "Where's your purse?" "At home." And I, you know, at this point, I'm just like, so I'm going.
Do you think it's part of the 15-year-old mindset?
They're clueless.
They don't know. You forget that. But I think
there's part of it that there's a mindset of, can you look me up in the computer? Because you don't need even to carry receipts to do returns anymore.
I would
agree
with you if.
So maybe that's part of it?
I would agree with you, but I remember when I was 15. And Catherine gets a free pass, because this is the way. When you're 15, what it is you're coming out of. You're still a kid.
Yes.
You're not sweating that.
Mike, you're still when you're 20, you're still a kid.
But you're not going to sweat that. You're not going to do that. That's a super adult role.
I empathize, because when I was 18, and you're 18, and I was pretty, I had my ass together.
Right.
My father was in Mexico for 5 years, and I remember the first time I went down there was his first year for like a summer in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And I get on the plane from Logan. I'm going from Boston to Mexico City.
By yourself?
Yeah, by myself.
And you're how old?
I just turned 18. That was 18? My freshman year.
Had you flown a lot before that?
With my parents.
With your parents.
Nothing crazy.
Okay. Mostly cargo planes.
But no, you're still, even at 18, you're absolutely right. Even at 18, you're kind of like merging into regular, you know,
so
good stuff done.
I get there to the counter. I said, "I've got this ID. I'm going to Mexico City. Is everything okay?" Because I remember asking, because I didn't have a passport on me. I didn't have anything.
Right.
I was worried about it. I asked the lady at the counter. She said, "Oh, no worries. You're going from here. You're going to go to D.C. And then it was my connection through D.C. to Mexico City.
Okay. Right.
So I fly from Logan Airport in Boston to Mexico City. They wouldn't let me out of customs because I didn't have a passport.
Mexico.
I'm in Mexico.
Even back then, when you were 18, you had to have a passport to get into Mexico. No?
Driver's license.
Driver for Canada and Mexico, driver's license?
My driver's license.
I thought he said Boston.
No, I went from Boston to Mexico City.
Translate for me. Translate. Mr. French is getting involved in the discussion, and he's
for some reason
he's speaking Mr. French.
Are you trying to say that Boston is in Canada?
No, he said Canada. He said Boston.
No. You said driver's license.
Right.
I said yes. That's for Mexico and Canada.
Okay, correct.
So
that's
Oscar.
What I said, saying that all you need is a f-ing driver's license for Mexico and for Canada.
And that's correct.
That's why I was using the low hand to represent Mexico and the high hand to represent Canada.
Yes.
So are you saying to me that all you need for back then for both those countries was a valid driver's license?
That's correct.
That's your understanding.
Absolutely.
Was that it?
Mexico City's understanding was I needed a passport.
Oh.
You should have had RJ with you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the border, I think, is a little different than actually flying into an airport. But regardless, I'm in customs. And if my father was not a diplomat representing the United Nations in Mexico City, I would have to flown back or waited for my passport to be sent to me.
You probably would have still been in customs.
And was he a little pissed
he
that you didn't have?
He was fired up.
Yeah. I bet.
Because regardless of the strings
because
that he pulled.
Because you didn't have your passport because you didn't take the time to go get it and do the work. And that's what speaks to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's where we get to with the birth certificate.
I get it. Absolutely.
Yep. So,
well, you know, Mike, it's telling. She's a sophomore, I'm guessing?
Yes.
In high school?
Yeah.
Do you know the Latin or Greek, whatever, sophomore means wise fool.
Wise fool.
And that's really at that age you are because you're starting to get the responsibilities.
But I'm not going to give her because that's the way it is. And she's not expecting because she's 15.
Yeah, and you realize
and that's
that.
A 15. Like
my father, while I could tell he was upset, he also said, look, you've never traveled internationally by yourself.
And that was kind of my, although I was upset, I call my ex and say, well, she doesn't have any of her documents. Oh, well. And then the ex's attitude is, eh. And that makes me even more, you know, because, what about the. Yeah, well, but because la la la,
of course,
la di da 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 da.
Well, it really doesn't.
No worries.
It really doesn't.
Why should there be any worries?
It really doesn't affect her, does it?
Right. Yeah. And then, so we get back, and
was there a snarky smirk in her voice?
Well, my attitude is, I want closure on this. Okay?
Sure, you
want
to get
figure
it done.
It out. We get back, and there is no birth certificate. La di da.
Yeah.
There is no birth certificate at the house where she resides. So that's we say. But at this point, we say if you have two forms of ID, once again that little ID
card. Sure, that helps.
And I look at the form, this ridiculous DMV, designed for confusion. God knows how people from other countries can decipher this crap. And they say you need two forms of ID. And I looked at it. I swear to God, you had that one primary ID is a DMV-issued ID card.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Secondary ID is like a pay stub from an employer, which she had.
Social Security card, maybe?
I read this.
Right.
And she has a Social Security card.
Okay.
Go back down to DMV. Walk in. Need a birth certificate. Need a birth certificate. Lady's like a monotone.
Sure.
Need a birth certificate. I said, it didn't say this. I said, DMV sucks. It's not on your form that it's like, and I'm having a little mini rave.
Second time back.
Second time, but on the way back.
2 hours in the car.
On the way back, I go into this state of calm.
Yes.
Because my disappointment is I'm not going to foist that upon my daughter.
No.
And it wasn't her fault at this point.
And she's probably upset as well because she was excited to get
her apartment. Yeah, she was excited. But she also, I said, you want that birth certificate? You want it to, yeah, I said, get on it.
Wow.
I said that to her. I said, stay on it.
Yeah.
And I think that's personal responsibility. And that if she wants to get her learner's permit, she is going to have to stay on the case
you
with
know
it.
If you want to drive Buzz Burbank to the hospital,
that's
get on
right.
It.
Exactly.
I will say this to you. That is perfect parenting.
Well, it was hard because you guys know how I am.
It's seldom easy, especially you have a certain, you have a youthful joie de vivre when you provide for your daughters.
Yes.
I have the same thing. If I've got something great for my kids, I'm like my kids. I'm 10 years old again.
Yeah. I was disappointed.
Yeah, of course. You were probably having a harder time with it than she was.
I was really bummed out, and she was a little bummed out, and it's like, but I said, I don't want this memory to turn into a total pile of mess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we did that. We went back, and now it's on her and her mother to get the and I went online myself to check it out for the birth certificate.
Where was she born? Where? Hopkins?
Hopkins in Baltimore.
So she'll have to correspond with the state of Maryland.
She did that, and it shouldn't be any problem.
It's nowhere in the
I'll follow up with her today, and I'll follow up with her tomorrow.
You know what she should do while she's doing this paperwork? She might as well go ahead and do the passport thing. Because if you're going and you're having to
A passport, and I'm not sure when that expires.
Passport would serve as a primary ID.
I think she's got, but I'm not sure about that either. She said birth certificate. The lady said they've changed it. Homeland Security has changed.
That is the hustle.
That
regardless of what you think is being said on the website or what you heard on the phone, it doesn't matter because it matters of what that lady in front of you wants before she gives you the green
wants
light.
The birth. And she said birth certificate. Birth. Yeah. So I'm not bringing anything but
did
a birth.
Did she look like Patty and Selma from the Simpsons?
She just, I don't remember. I was ready to.
How many people in this room know where their birth certificate is?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
But you know what? It took me
two weeks.
But I guarantee you, I don't have a relevant one because they've modified it with a barcode and everything else. That's the way I understand it.
It took me 2 weeks to get it because when I got my passport when I was like 22 or 3,
right?
I had to go downtown. I had to go to several offices because I was born in Georgetown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to get the one, it has to be the one that's notarized. It has to have the textured thing.
That's the new one.
The only birth certificate my parents had, my mom and my dad, was so old. It was on one of those photocopies.
How big is your birth? Like physically, how big is it?
It's,
is it like one of these index cards? Is that how large it is?
It's still a legal size piece of paper, I think. It's like 8.5 by
mine.
11.
Mine is just this tiny little card, and it
they're
doesn't.
Doing cards
it,
now,
it,
yeah.
it doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what mine's up to date.
Mine.
I don't know.
The one that I had was so old. It was one of those photocopies that's white on black. You
right.
know what I mean? How old
right.
those are?
Yeah. So they are with Homeland Security. They are much more. They scrutinize all this stuff a lot more, and that's the way it's got to go. It was a big bowl of okay yesterday.
My mom, I'm sure, has my birth certificate somewhere, but I will say this.
There you go. See, and you're in your
I'm
30s
32,
now.
Yeah.
You're 32, and
well,
you're still
takes
relying
care of all
on
that.
You
ass.
Haven't changed like your
no,
poppy
he's
wife.
He's in his douchebag 30s, Mike.
So, thank you, Rob. So
that wasn't about you. It was about the decade.
It looks like the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Douchebag 30s. I'm sorry.
No, they are.
Yeah.
And I own them.
It's my favorite phrase.
They're all mine.
It's maybe my favorite phrase you've ever coined.
The douchebag
30s. The douchebag 30s.
Thank you very much. So what were you saying?
I just said that my birth certificate from Latin America, from Bolivia, looks like the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's like old crappy paper.
Parchment.
Yeah, somebody
out.
Probably made it in like a calligraphy class.
Done by a wood-burning set.
It just looks horrible.
Burned the edges so
and
it looked cool.
I remember when I got my learner's permit, I showed this to the lady. Like, she probably sees from all types of lands in this area.
Right.
And she looked at it and she... It's like that moment of, am I going to figure out if this thing is real?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to bother because it's just an old piece of paper from another land.
Good luck. Good luck with that
bad
one.
Bolivian paper.
Yes, that's
well,
all it is.
I will keep you boys posted on the learner's permit. I hope I'm able to do it. I said the one thing I said to her, make sure I do it with you. I'd love to make sure that happens and I'm available whenever you want me to be there.
Get
we will take
it.
A break when
Get
we come
on
back.
It.
An update when we come back on the Great White North. And,
oh, no.
And some concerns
yeah.
That I have for this trip. Not that anything's changing. Don't want to alarm anybody. Don't want to alarm you two people. But yeah. We'll come back right after this.
Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it to town.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This segment is brought to you by Gamefly. Gamefly is the leading online video game rental service in America. Name your console. Gamefly has the widest selection in every format. From new releases to the classics, Gamefly delivers right to your door. No shipping fees, no late fees. Get started for as little as $8.95. And Gamefly's 10-day free trial offer is happening right now by clicking their link on our website. Check out Gamefly. We would appreciate that. Okay, the trip is coming soon.
Yeah.
Very excited. I want to give this a little promotion here that I am going to be starting the international tour. Join me Sunday, December 26th at 8 p.m. at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York. And all you Facebookians, start letting me know if you're coming. I want to get this ramped up. I'm going to be going to Buzz and going to Oscar and figuring out how I get this thing a little more buzz on Facebook.
Sound more excited about it.
Yes.
On the air, I should sound more excited about it.
Yeah.
I am. I'm very excited
now,
about this.
Now, I listen to this podcast, and I think you're dreading it. Dreading it.
No. Carla and I are looking forward. No, I wouldn't do this if I wasn't looking forward to it.
And make
Sunday,
sure, Mike.
Hold on. Sunday, December 26th. Jesus Christ. Getting information out sometimes on the show. At 8 p.m. at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York for drinks, wings, and Diaz. Then it's on to Toronto, Canada, Wednesday, December 29th at Wayne Gretzky's restaurant, starting at 8 p.m. Okay, Anchor Bar. Lots of people are coming.
We
looking forward to that.
Right.
Toronto. Not quite as sure.
Well, you don't speak the language.
I'm
well,
worried. Well, they speak English. It's an English-speaking city in Toronto.
Is it not French at all?
No. Montreal is the French city. So I haven't... I said the other day, couldn't have made it more clear. I'm looking for little hotel recommendations.
Yeah.
I really do that.
Right.
Yes, to pick out a hotel, but anybody can pick a hotel
online.
I do that more
that
to goose the crowd and say, let me know if you're coming to Wayne Gretzky's.
That... God bless the animals that listen to the show.
And I
feel
that
in the nicest way possible. If you shop on Amazon, you buy Mangrates, you support the program,
you
buy the bonus show. Yes.
Thank you.
Amazing. But the interaction that you're looking for, the most you can ask for in any type of setting like this is to continue to promote and show up.
Okay.
The feedback you're getting is great, but it's not. Most people just say, you know what, I'm going to go. I'm gonna head out there.
So
I'm
not
do.
Necessarily going to get a message from people.
No.
In other words, what you're saying is that, well, nothing is changing the fact that I'm going to be there.
No, you're going regardless.
I'm
going
to be there. But I am probably today going to lock in where I'm going to stay out there. I've got this itinerary set. I got my hotel in an area around Buffalo, and I am looking forward to.
Thank you for being so specific. Where will we send the muffins?
The only person he's worried about is RJ.
Have you made your hotel reservation yet in Buffalo?
Not yet.
Of course not. Anyway, so
I've looked.
What are you going
to? Have you visited
gonna?
Our Facebook events page at all to see who's coming, who's
Mike,
not
the
coming?
The answer is yes. The answer, of course, you live there every day.
I didn't know
there.
Where we have. We have a Facebook events page.
We do.
And I don't even know that.
I created two separate events for the two appearances that you're going to have.
Okay.
While he was in the hospital.
Yep, that's right. And I have some recommendations for you for hotels. I put some down on a sheet of paper for you.
All right. I'm very excited about this this tour. I'm scared about the weather. I'll be honest with you.
I went to the events page. Mark is doing an appearance tomorrow from 2 till 6 at Buzz's house.
Yes.
They're on you. I get on you. They just pile on. What were you going to say? This is good stuff. Shut up, both of you.
So you've got, so far, potentially 50 people coming at least at Buffalo.
Okay.
There's like 36 have said they're definitely coming. And then you have at Canada, you've got so far 21 people saying they'll be there.
Oh, that's
really?
Huge.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes. So if you even get a 2% turnout, you will have someone.
That's it. That's all I want. I want two people to hang out with.
Think about those numbers and how many SE appearances all of us have done in our radio career.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Anchor Bar is going to be a blast, and now Gretzky's is going to be a blast. I am so excited.
You're all in now.
I'm totally in. Now I'm excited about it.
Now you don't have to cancel anything.
And incidentally, for those people that are going to be at Anchor Bar on the 29th, come out. I want you to come to the Gretzky's thing,
but
too.
But be clear, you're not going to that social club for people with herpes. It's not Canker Bar.
It's not Canker or Shanker Bar.
No, it's not.
It is Anchor Bar, where they invented the buffalo wing.
And I hear they're quite tasty.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mainly line buffalo wings, drink some beer, hang out with everybody, and then it's off to Toronto, Canada, which is the idea of this podcast, even though it's just a little border to the north and being international and going into a city in a foreign country and getting people to show up to say hello blows my mind. Mm-hmm. And I am so excited about that, as I am very excited about being in Buffalo, which way back on the Don and Mike show, we did an appearance up in Buffalo, and we could not have had a better time. They were the most wonderful people up there, and I am just super psyched to do this. And if I don't sound excited, it's because you know what I do.
No, you sound excited
now. I do the curmudgeon-y kind of crap.
I want to go.
You're more than welcome.
Well, I'm not going to go, but I want to go.
All right, thank
you. Now that you're that excited.
When you do the Canada appearance, Mike, do you have a chain for your wallet?
What does that mean?
They're the shifty people.
Oh, shut the hell up. They are not a shifty people.
Remember your passport.
Jesus Christ, my passport.
Yes.
I will remember my passport.
And your learners.
So that's it. It's Gretzky's on the 29th of December, and it's also going to be Anchor Bar in Buffalo on the 26th of December. Mr. French, at least at one of those appearances, if I tell him what hotel I'm staying in, you think he's going to be at both?
Bet on it.
Once you ask him, I can't look him in the eye and ask him.
No.
Go hey, RJ.
What's up, Rob?
Going to both?
Yeah, I think I'll be flying on Wednesday.
Yeah. There you go.
Very good. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, that's amazing.
So meet me and RJ and Carla, the three of us. Well, my lovely bride's going to be with me,
too. Do you know what's great about RJ, though?
Everything?
No, it's like I wish I had an RJ in my life.
Right.
Usually, a guy like RJ is a kept man by another man. Like, you got to foot his bills. You got to pay for hotels.
No,
you
he's not.
Well,
low maintenance.
I'm just saying, usually that is the
case.
Yeah,
I know the kind of guy. Or makes demands and he doesn't make demands.
It's when you have your turtle, with all due respect to RJ.
Your turtle.
Let's step it up a little bit.
Your turtle.
From Entourage fame.
He's your John Gilgood.
You're
from
Vinny
Arthur.
Chase. He your is turtle.
That is too good. Yeah. With his
Yankee
hat on.
Has got to take care of turtle.
Right. Yes.
You do not.
No, he
That's
is no
That's the beauty of it.
I have my butler is absolutely no
self-sufficient.
Zero maintenance. And
helpful.
On top of that, for this particular thing, an incredible traveler.
Yes.
Better traveler than I am.
Sure.
More frequent flyer miles than anybody in this room.
Yeah.
Probably in this state. Why am I talking so nicely about RJ?
Because he's actually a good guy.
Oh, F that. Hit the music.
With horrible sweaters.
All right, I'm taking a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Looking forward to that as we wrap things up. And Buzz soon to be coming back on this broadcast.
Yeah.
We are happy about that. We'll be right back.
They call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
Don't know this one.
Don't. Clarence Carter, man.
Very good.
They call me back, no Santa.
It's a double entendre
record. Is it about anal?
No.
That would have been one part of the double entendre. It's
dirty.
The
dirty
single entendre is that he comes in the back door because he's secret.
All right. Mm. Really? Yeah. Like Black Peter?
A little bit.
Thank you. Welcome back to the show.
Schwarte Piet.
Time to open up the audio vault. Brought to you by DigitalTrends.com for up-to-the-minute news and reviews on all the latest gadgets. This is a great website. DigitalTrends.com makes it easier. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter purchases. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, or just click their ad on our website, DigitalTrends.com. You want to do some research on some of your tech gadgetry that you are buying for the Christmas season? I have the website for you. It's DigitalTrends.com. Am I right about
that? Even movie reviews and other things like that. You know, they've got everything covered.
They are terrific. You'll enjoy it. We have time to do this before we get the audio vault on
something
here.
Ooh.
Hold on just a second.
Opening
got some gifts. Everybody open one here.
All right.
So, there we go. Well, this was dropped off from the sheriff's office of Prince William County.
It's a summons.
And,
yeah.
I'm going to say this comes to us from Chef Matt.
Cool.
Sheriff Matt. There
thank
we go.
You, Matt.
Right, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Is this the thing that was dropped off in the front?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sheriff. We appreciate that. Good stuff. Very good. It's on the back. It says here. He writes on the back, Tuesday is treat day. That's funny.
That's excellent.
These cookies taste just like Thin Mints. Enjoy, and thank you, Matt. No, Matt, thank you very much.
Matt's
and
a good guy.
It makes me feel good when you see that. When you see that badge, you know there's somebody looking out for you. This is from the Patriot Guard Riders in a Steeplechase. I won't give the address, in Jacksonville, Arkansas. The Patriot Guard. I've done a lot of this online. I haven't done a lot of this on the show. They're the people that go to these funerals where that Westboro Baptist Church is protesting when they're burying men that have given their lives for the country, and they hold up American flags. They're a wonderful organization, and I got this. It says from them. Let's see what happens.
I know the backstory on this, but I want you to see it first.
All right. This is very cool. This is an organization I'm all about. Oh, I love this. All right. Thank you for your patience and support. Pete Waddell, Patriot Guard Riders, Vice President, members. I'm a member.
That's a
what?
That's a gift from Cappy.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic.
Cappy felt bad she didn't ship it directly to you, but it was sent to the Spiewak Associates.
Cappy's the
best. She asked me to pass it along to you. So Merry Christmas from Cappy.
This is terrific. And I guess this means
very
I'm
thoughtful,
in.
Yeah,
I'll put the patch on this, and I'll put that on as soon as. And this will go on two jackets.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fantastic.
Excellent.
Patriot Guard Riders, they do great.
Put one over each nipple.
The most recent, I think, a few of.
Isn't that how bikers do?
Thank you
how
dick.
Thoughtful is that kid, though? Think that about it. Somebody really thought about
Cappy,
it.
Cappy, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And then she got in touch with this guy, Pete Waddell. And they also were at Elizabeth Edwards' funeral when the same group protested there for absolutely no reason.
Amazing
these
asshats
stuff. From the Westboro Baptist Church. So good patriots there, and I'm proud to be associated with them. What do you have there,
I've got
Oscar?
Some more. I'll let you take care of it.
All right. It says, how dare you? Merry Christmas and whatnot from Tab Patterson to the entire Mike O'Mara Show staff. And P.S., I love you, Rob.
Thank you, Tab.
I'm wearing shirt number 557 today.
Because he bought 700
And what did Tab give us?
These are amazing.
I haven't looked.
These are the bourbon balls from Kentucky, and they are the most amazing candy you've ever had.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's weird is how
Happy
did you
holidays.
Know it was in there, Rob?
Because
I just opened it.
Because I knew that he was sending them because I got mine yesterday, too.
Oh, you got your own.
You got your own.
Yeah. Mm.
So none of us got individual ones. You got your own
That's
individual.
Right. Because he loves me, Mike.
It was his birthday yesterday.
A few, Tab.
It was.
All right, Tab. Rob got a special one. Well, let's give it a try.
Oh, Raymond Burr.
Tastes like crap.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. All right, I'll try again.
Tab, you chose wisely. He chose wisely. He's part of the Rob Mob.
Oh, my God.
Here, take them.
Oh, they're not good. Sorry. Thank you.
I really don't like them.
Oh, God.
Really? You're not a bourbon enthusiast.
Oh, God. Great
close-up. Great close-up. Here comes with the trash can. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
How's that look?
Looks good. Oh. Looks like you got a third dog.
Yeah.
That's yummy. Okay, Chap, thank you.
Here you go, Rob.
Rob, take them. Take them home.
I have mine.
What else do we have? What else do we have in there?
RJ, there you go.
RJ, have one. A couple
of different things.
Okay, this comes with Merry Christmas, Rob. Hope you enjoy this book as much as I do. There's a section on old fashions in the back. That's from Trevor Griffin.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's all over the Facebook.
Nice book.
Yeah, let's see what it is.
Happy Festivus, Buzz. We'll save that. Let Buzz open
that. Buzz has a pretty good pile of junk getting over there.
All right, and this is this says to Trevor Griffin. I'm going to open it. I don't know why it's in here, but Trevor Griffin.
Oh, cool. Look at this. It's Vintage Spirits and Forgotten Cocktails. It's a nice bar guide. That's very cool.
Is it a new book or an old book?
It's a new book celebrating the past.
All right, hold on. I'm opening this up. Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, nice. A wrapping within a wrapping.
I don't know whose this is.
It's got to be a letter in there. Something.
There is something.
Here we go. A note.
Trevor was sort of sketchy on what he sent, and he asked me to distribute it to everybody. Right. He said it would be pretty clear. Is that
looks like a receipt.
Yeah, it's a receipt.
And notes for Buzz.
Sold to, shipped to Spiewak, attention Rob Spiewak. I don't know who this
is for. Open it up and we'll probably be able to figure it out.
All right. Let me open this up right now. Let's see what this is.
Isn't this exciting?
All right. This is some Christmas stuff that we have here. This is probably not really good on the radio.
I think it's great. I love getting gifts.
Ice Melts Whiskey Rocks. Whiskey Rocks.
What are they?
They're ice melt whiskey rocks that you can put in your refrigerator.
Oh, so you freeze them, and they keep your drink cold without water.
There you go. You can have this. That's good for an old-fashioned.
Awesome. That is great stuff.
Nice. Is
thank you, Trevor.
I think that's it.
All right. And,
good guy.
And this is for Buzz for Festivus. All right, let's open up the audio vault without further ado. Thank you, everybody, for that. We appreciate it.
Mike, we've busted heads, you and I, today. You've busted heads with everybody in the room, and I think I know why.
Why is that?
It's because of your sordid past.
Yes, my sordid past.
And I know that it's always hard for you when they air your episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes.
Who would have had a motive to kill Mike O'Mara? Could it have been a long-forgotten enemy nursing a vendetta for more than 25 years? Ever since O'Mara and his raiders went after the mafia in the 60s?
That's right.
Or could Mike O'Mara have had an enemy closer, perhaps even in the sheriff's police?
Yeah.
If anyone knows,
don't eat those.
It all seems so funny. A tragic end to an otherwise spotless career. But it was not the end. Mike O'Mara's friends and family felt there'd been a rush to judgment. What they didn't know was who could have done it and why.
And why?
And why? Mike O'Mara was murdered.
All right,
who was lying?
Thank you.
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
Okay, now, good. This happened, I think, on Friday of last week.
Yes.
And I'm surprised stuff like this doesn't happen more. CNN went to they'll set up a story, and then they'll throw it to tape.
Right.
The tape they threw it to was quite wrong. And do you remember the best diarrhea sequence ever from Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, it's fantastic.
This
sounds.
Is real. This is what went out on CNN last week.
Okay. On Capitol Hill, House Democrats have voted not to bring up the tax package that President Obama negotiated with Republicans. We didn't just put that on TV, did we?
How did that happen?
Your answer is as good as my guess. But God bless you,
bless
Mike.
You.
It's Mike's legendary bourbon ball allergy.
I am so sorry.
Wait, are you sick?
No, I don't.
You getting sick?
I don't think so.
You just sneezed.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
All right. So yeah.
F you, Oscar. Then,
obviously, someone went to the wrong tape. Now, Mike, do you remember?
This is like everybody's giving everybody crap today.
Do you remember this? Is probably one of my favorite Christmas songs. Bing Crosby and David Bowie, and it's a classic.
Oh God, yeah.
You like it?
Yeah,
Shamrock didn't play this today, but he had this today. This is Will Ferrell.
No, this is the real one for comparison. This is Bing and Bowie. Okay,
it's getting so much. They told me really sweet.
Very nice.
I really
song.
Like that. I love Will Ferrell does it with John C. Reilly.
Now, what you need to know, but also I know. Well, that's what I'm going to close with.
Okay, good.
Have you heard Jack Black and Jason Segel do it?
No.
Now I think that they worked together on Gulliver's Travels,
okay.
So they did a version of it. Here's a sniff.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Yep.
Jack Black's a good singer.
Yep.
But the thing that makes me mad, and here's the deal, I figured out what pisses me off about Will Ferrell.
Okay.
His comedy is his own masturbation.
Oh, absolutely.
And
always has been.
Scene for scene remade the Bing Crosby, David Bowie video, him and John C. Reilly, and it's just sickening, and here's their version, and I don't care for it.
Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
No, he's flat.
Yeah.
He's off because that's what Will Ferrell does. It requires talent to sing on key.
Yeah, and it's just, anyway, so
thank you.
Stay
I'm glad
away from that.
So. Thank you. Good job.
Stay away from that. Go with the Jack Black
I hate
one.
Will Ferrell.
Or if you really want to play it safe, just listen to the original.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Very
and Mike,
good.
The question that's on everybody's mind today.
What about Brett Favre?
The streak, it is over, Mike.
Yes, it is.
297 consecutive starts since 1992. I'll play as much of this tape as you care to
hear. Cue the drama queen.
Relief in one sense that there wasn't a whole lot of pressure on me today.
I just get tired of the drama.
But I'm glad it's over.
It's a football game.
You know what really took him out of the game?
What's
and
that?
It wasn't his injury.
Mm-hmm.
Jen Sturger.
And still to come. Apparently more.
So to speak.
More to come on that front where apparently she said, you don't pull any disciplinary action on this guy. But then again, you're done. He's probably not
done.
Coming back, so you can't hurt him anymore.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I hope he has enough money to get by.
That's terrible. I shouldn't say that. I don't know what got into me.
Let's take a peek, Mike, just briefly into the vinyl vault. I happened on a 45 yesterday that is so depressingly bad, I thought you would enjoy it.
Okay.
From 1982, it's a novelty record called Hooked on Henny.
Hooked on Henny.
It's a Henny Youngman novelty record where they tried to make jokes that are 1,000 years old seem hip by giving them a drum beat, okay? Here's Hooked on Henny from my record player.
Oh, my God. Oh, great start.
Great record.
I got a mother-in-law so neat, she puts paper under the cuckoo clock. I said to my mother-in-law, my house is your house. Last week, she sold it. You know, folks, once I wanted to become an atheist, I gave it up. They have no holidays. A fellow walked up to me and said, I want 50 cents for a drink. So I gave him the 50 cents for a drink, and I followed him. He said, what are you following me for? I said, I want to make sure you don't buy a bowl of soup. Who would think I just had a physical? I said, Doc, how do I stand? He said, that's what puzzles me. Here's a guy who told his friend he had a pet gorilla that weighed 800 pounds. So his friend says, where does he sleep? The guy says, anywhere he wants to. I take my wife everywhere, but she finds her way home.
Wow.
Mike, it never charted.
Wow.
It never
Amazing.
Charted.
Henny Youngman, is that it?
I got a closer if you want to have
Yeah, give
closer.
Us one closer.
Please.
Please.
Take the taste of that out of your mouth.
Yes.
Tomorrow we will have the smoking a bong Miley Cyrus. Stay with us for
very
that.
Good. Okay.
Very exciting. But I close with this. Conan, the best guy for juggling tape. Conan had good tape of Oprah last night.
This is the one everyone's talking about. Barbara had an amazing interview with Oprah Winfrey. And Oprah usually doesn't open up like this, but she really said some amazing stuff. Give a listen.
A lot of women have close friends. Very few have friends as close as yours.
Mm-hmm.
So when those, to me, dumb rumors come up,
mm-hmm.
that you
are
gay,
uh-huh.
What do you say?
Well, I have said we are not gay, but I'm lying.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, I'm kinda lesbian, and there are expectations. Certainly expectations. Gail is the love, the lover, the man, the partner, the mate, you know?
You're together all the time.
All the time, this morning. She was more excited than I was. And I told her, just keep on using me till you use me up.
That is great.
There you go, Mike. That is your magic audio vault.
That is the audio vault. And great news on Buzz Burbank for those of you that are concerned.
Who?
Speedy Recovery. He used to do news on this show. He'll be coming back sooner than later. We are happy to report, and we are delighted about that. And good old Conan. He still keeps getting it done. We appreciate that. Our show today was brought to you by Amazon.com. Amazon.com. Do your Christmas shopping there, but go through our website to check them out and buy your stuff. because it's almost Christmas just around the corner.
How's that?
Check them out, Amazon.com. And this program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We depend on your support through advertisers as well as merchandise, bonus hours, raw, and the VIP packages. For ad info, call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, Oscar Santana, Mark Ronick, and RJ Diaz, because they took enough crap on today's show. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.